Bezos Hashem Yisbarach, today's daf is Lamed Hey, the last daf in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. We are going to pick up where we had left off on daf Lamed Dalid Amid Beis. I'm recording this in a very holy room. Many of you are listening to this on YU Torah. I don't know if you know that on Thursdays I'm zoche to share an office with Rabbi YU Torah, Rabbi Rob Shur, who is behind almost all parts of the shiurim that are brought to your ears. When I teach in the Grus Kollel on Thursdays, I use Rabbi Shor's office after he leaves, and nothing is a coincidence. The fact that we are finishing the Masechta here, along with our many trips around Artzeinu HaKadosha learning together, is not a coincidence. A tremendous Hakaras HaTov every single one of us should have for those who have done so much to bring the words of Torah to our ears, sometimes in very, very far-flung places. So let's Be'ezer Hashem pick up halfway through Lamed Dalet Amud Beis. In the Mishnah we had learned, Misha birech v'achakach nismana lo shofar toikea umeiria v'toikia. Somebody who said the brachos of Shemona Esrei, and only afterwards does he get a shofar. So the halacha is, he's supposed to blow the shofar after he gets it. The Gemara deduces, Taimed lo havelei shofar meikara. The reason we said that he blows after the brachos is only because he didn't have a shofar from the beginning. Havelei shofar meikara. But if he had a shofar from the beginning, ki shamaluhu aseder brachos, shamaluhu, he would hear it during the Seder HaBrachos, during the Shemona Esrei. The Rashash is quoted as asking that really that's already a Mishnah that we learned on Lamed Beis, Amid Aleph, that you're supposed to blow according to the Seder HaBrachos. I recall hearing from my Rabbeim that Rav Soloveitchik would emphasize that when it comes to the Shofar and Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, that the Shofar is a chelek of the Tefillah, and that's this idea. And that is that L'chatchila, the Brachos, and the Tekios are supposed to go together. Gemara continues, Rav Papa Bar Shmuel, come let's lu Yer Rav Papa, the son of Shmuel, got up to daven. Amalei l'shamei, he said to his attendant, Kina hirna loch tokali, when I make a sign for you, then you blow for me. This seems to indicate that they would blow shofar during the silent Shemona Esrei. Amalei Rava said to Rav Papa, Loi Amru, the Chacham did not say that you need to blow Aseder Brachos El Bechaver Ir, only if it's with a Tzibur. But a Yachid should not blow when as part of the Tefillah, but rather he should only blow after the Tefillah. The Gemara continues, Tana Mahachi, we also learn in a Brice like this, Kishu Shoman, Shoman Al Aseder Al Seder Abrachos, that when you hear the blast, you should hear it based on its order. In other words, the blasts are supposed to be done in the appropriate order of Tkia, Trua, Tkia, and it's supposed to be ascribed to the Shemona Esrei. Bamedvar Mamurim says the Gemara in the last line, narrow line, on Lamed Dalet Amud Beis, Bamedvar Mamurim Bechaver Ir, only with the Tzibur. Avo Shelo Bechaver Ir, Shomin Ala Seder, Veshelo Al Seder Abrachas. There has to be the appropriate order of Tkia, Trua, Tkia, but it doesn't have to be done the Shemona Esrei, as we learned before. V'yachid Shelo Taka, Chavera tokea lo, and an individual who did not blow, so then his friend can blow for him. V'yachid shelo birech, an individual who did not make a bracha, in this case, that's referring to the brachas of Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros, ein chavera mevarech alav, one friend cannot be motzi the other friend in regards to tefila. The Ram points out that even though we learned earlier on Daf Chav Tes Amid Aleph, that kol ha-brachos kula nafal pi shiyotza motzi, that we learned that brachos in general, we have the rule of Yotza Motzi, a very, very important Mar Mokom, Chavtes Amid Aleph. Nevertheless, there's a fascinating Yerushalmi, that Yerushalmi says that there are three exceptions to these rules, and this rule, and that is Birchos Hamazon, Kriya Shema, and Tefillah. Those three things, Birchos Hamazon, Kriya Shema, and Tefillah, Yotza Motzi does not apply. Yerushalmi spells out, though, it comes to tefillah. Tefillah is rachamim, is begging for mercy for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The rachamim that I need and the rachamim that you need are two different things. The bottom line is both of us need rachamim, but there are two different things. And for that reason, the chiyuv is going to be a different chiyuv. The nature of tefillah is going to be a different nature. It's going to be of a different scope. And therefore, One friend cannot be motzi another friend for that component of tefillah. U'mitzvah betokin yoser min ha-mevarchin. And the mitzvah of blowing the shofar is greater than davening. Ketzad, what is the Gemara's example of this? Shtei ayaros, b'achas token b'achas mevarchin. You have a choice. There are two cities, but one blows shofar, the other one and does not daven. The other one davens, does not blow. Holchin the mokum shetoken. Then you go to the place where they blow. Ve'ein holchin the mokum shemevarchin. And you don't go to the place where they say the brachos of Musaf. Ask Zumar Pshita, ha daraisa ha darabanan. One is daraisa, the blowing. The other is darabanan. Lo tzricha, no, says Zumar, we need this. Da'afagav, da'ha vadai, v'ha safik. Even if one is a vadai, in other words, one is sure that they're davening there, but by the tekiya, we're not sure if the Baal Tokei is still there. Rashi says that he's already gone home. Nevertheless, what you should do is go to the place where there is the suffix Baal Tokeya. The Gemara continues, we learn in our Mishnah, Kishem Shliach Tzibur Chayiv, Kach Kol Yachid V'Yachid, just like the Shliach Tzibur is Chayiv, to say the entire tefillah, so too every individual also needs to say the entire tefillah. The Gemara quotes a Braisa. Tanya, we learned, Amar Lo L'Rebbe Gamliel, they said to Rebbe Gamliel, Lidvarech, according to your words, Lama Tzibur Mispalin. Why is it that the Tzibur davens? Because Rebbe Gamliel concluded this statement in the Mishnah, where he said that Shliach Tzibur can be Motzi Esarami Yedei Chavasan. If that's so then why would an individual daven? He should just listen to the Shliach Tzibur. Amalehem, G'day, Lahastir Shliach Tzibur L'Tfilaso. It helps order and structure the davening of the Shliach Tzibur. Really, they don't have to, but it helps order the tefillah of the Shliach Tzibur. If the Tzibur says it first, then the Shliach Tzibur says it, so then he has been prompted correctly by the Tzibur. Amar lahem, Rebbe Gamliel, lidivreichem, Rebbe Gamliel said to the Chachamim, and according to your words, that we learned the first opinion that says that every Yachid needs to daven, lama Shliach Tzibur, yarg lefnei ha-tevin, then why do we have a Shliach Tzibur? Amrulo, the Chachamim say, and this is how we follow Halacha, Kedei lahotzi yesheina baki, to be motzi the one who does not know how to daven. Period. Amar lahem. So Gamliel said to them, Kishem shemotzi yesheina baki, just like he could be motzi an individual that's not baki, kach motzi es habaki. Why not have him be motzi the baki as well? In other words, once you admit that he's motzi someone who is not proficient, that's the word, what the word baki means here. He's not proficient in the davening, so then you're admitting the Shliach Tzibur could be motzi somebody, so let him be motzi the baki, the one who's proficient as well. Amar Rabbi Bar Chana, Rabbi Bar Chana taught, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, modim chachamim. After the chacham heard Rabbi Gamliel's argument, they conceded libig Rabbi Gamliel. They conceded to Rabbi Gamliel that really you could have the Shliach Tzibur be motzi everybody. The Rav Amar, but Rav disagrees with Rabbi Yochanan. Adayin hi machlokes. It still is a machlokes between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Gemara continues 6 lines from the bottom of Lamed Daled Amud Beis. Shama Rabbi Chiya Brei de Rabba Bar Nachmeni. Rabbi Chiya, the son of Rabbi Bar Nachmeni, heard this discussion. Azal Amar l'shmaitza kamei de Rav Dimi Bar Chinina. He repeated this discussion in front of Rav Dimi. Amar lehachi Amar Rav adayin hi machlokes. The Rav had said, as mentioned above, that there still was a machlokis, what is the correct approach in terms of whether an individual should say Malchios Zichronos Shofros himself or not, or he should be Yotze with the Shliach Tzibur. Amar le Rav Bar Chana nam hachi kamar, ki amar Rabbi Yochanan l'hashmaitza ifliga le'Reish Lakish. Not only did Rav disagree with Rabbi Yochanan to say that ultimately the Chachamim conceded to Rabbi Gamliel, who said that the Shliach Tzibur should be Motzi everybody, but even Reish Lakish also disagreed with that there still was a machlokis between the Chacham and Rebbe Gamliel, and the Chacham said, Kol Yochid V'Yochid is Chayiv. Asks the Gemara, and does really Rabbi Yochanan even hold this way, that the Chachamim are in agreement at the end of the day to Shitas Rebbe Gamliel? Mi Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hachi, says the Gemara 2 lines on the bottom, Lama Dalet Amabez, V'Amar Rabbi Chana Tzipura, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hilchasa Ki Rebbe Gamliel. It was quoted that Rabbi Yochanan said that the halacha is like
Rabbi Gamliel. Hilchasa, the fact that Rabbi Yochanan quoted that we passing like Rabbi Gamliel, michlal de pligi. So we see that there was a machlokis between the Rabbanon and Rabbi Gamliel, and it's just Rabbi Yochanan says we rule like Rabbi Gamliel. If that's so then that's a question of the presentation that said that at the end of the day there was no machlokis because the Chachamim at the end of the day conceded to the arguments of Rabbi Gamliel. Mark continues the top lam heim enough. He salik Rabbi Abba. When Rabbi Abba left, Rashi says that when refers to he once traveled on the sea and then he came back. He salik Rabbi Abba. He said miyamai pirsha. I always explained, Modim Chacham to Rabbi Gamliel, the Chacham do concede to Rabbi Gamliel, Bebracho Shel Rosh Hashanah V'Shel Yom HaKippurim. That really, as mentioned above in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that the Chacham conceded, that the Shliach Tzibur should be Motzi Es HaRabim Yudei Chavasa. We had in the name of Rabbi Yochanan V'Halacha, that Rabbi Yochanan had said that the Halacha is Rabbi Gamliel, which sounds like that there always was a machlokis, michlal de pligi. That seems to indicate that there always was a machlokis. The brachos to call hashana. That's in reference to the brachos of the entire year. There, the Chachamim did not concede to Rebbe Gamliel to have the Shliach Tzibur be motzi. Now, what exactly is the brachos of the entire year? Rashi says we will get to that shortly. Continues the Gemara, 5 lines to the top. Einiva, Amar Rabbi Chana Tzipora, Amar Rabbi Yochan, Halach Rabbi Gamliel bebrachos shel Rosh Hashanah shel Yom HaKippurim. The quote in the name of Rabbi Yochanan was Halach is like Rabbi Gamliel by Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaKippurim, which indicates the Chachamim also disagreed by Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaKippurim. Question mark. Elam Rav Nachmar Yitzchak Man Moedim, Rabbi Meir. Who is the modim over here is Rabbi Meir. In other words, the Chachamim did not concede to Rabbi Gamliel, but Rabbi Meir conceded. The halacha, michlal de pligi rabbanon. And the word halacha indicates that the rabbanon did disagree. The sanya, and this is brought out in the braisa. Brachos shel Rosh Hashanah v'shel Yom HaKippurim, shliach tzibur motze rai midei chavasan. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir was of the opinion that the Shliach Tzibur could be motzi. V'chacham marim, k'shem sh'shliach Tzibur chayiv kach kol yachid v'yachid chayiv. The Gemara now takes a step back in terms of trying to figure out who held what and who was chozer. The Gemara says, wait a second. Why is, in this braisa, the brachos of Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaKippurim different? Asks the Gemara, Maishnahani, why are they different? Ilem mishum de nefishi kroy, that the halacha over here specifically is that you want the chazan to be motzi the others, specifically on Rosh Hashanah Yom HaKippurim, according to Rabbi Meir, because there are many psukim, and during the week we don't necessarily want that. V'amar Rav Chananel, amar Rav, kivin sh'amar u'besay rescha kosuv leymar, shuv ein etzarech. Once you say that you're quoting from the pasuk, this is a fascinating shita, and that is the shita that holds that as long as you say uvesaras chakosuv lemar, that in the Torah there are psukim of zichronios, malchios, and shofros, then in such a case it would be enough. This is the position of Rashi. However, Rabbeinu Chananel points out that that's difficult because earlier in the sugya of Lamed Beis Amid Aleph, there Rabbi Gamliel did not concede to the Chachamim that you could have someone else be motzi. What qualifies as brachos l'chol hashana, that we're going to get to, Beis Hashem Rashi points out later on. Asks the Gemara, 5 lines from the top, Eini, is that so? V'amar Rabbi Chana Tzipura, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, halacha kigam Rabbi Gamliel, bibrachos shel Rosh Hashanah v'shel Yom HaKippurim. Rabbi Chana quoted Rabbi Yochanan as saying that we paskin, sounds like there's a machlokis, between Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachamim by the brachos of Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaKippurim. We follow the shita of Rabbi Gamliel. That would seem to indicate that the Chachamim do disagree in regards to Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaKippurim, not only in the other brachos of the year. Ella, says the Gemara of Nachman bar Yitzchak, man modim. When we say modim, that there was someone who conceded to Rabbi Gamliel, it's not the Chachamim. Man modim Rabbi Meir. V'halacha michlal de pligi rabban. Rabbi Meir conceded. What we mentioned on the bottom of Lamed Aleph and Beis of Modim is Rabbi Meir who concedes to the Chachamim. However, who conceded to Rabbi Gamliel. However, the Chachamim always disagreed. The Rabbanan always disagreed, and we paskin like Rabbi Gamliel that the Shliach Tzibur should be motzi. Disanya, as we learned in a brayse, brachos shel Rosh Hashanah shel Yom HaKippurim, Shliach Tzibur motzi rabim de chavasan de Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir was of the opinion that the Shliach Tzibur should be motzi. V'chachamim omrim,
Kishem Shishliach Tzibur Chayiv Kach Kol Yachid Yachid Chayiv. We see that the Chachamim never conceded at the end of the day, and we paskin like Rabbi Gamliel, and Rabbi Meir followed suit that the Shliach Tzibur should be Motzi. Period. Maishna Hani asks the Gemara, what is the difference between the brachos of Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaKippurim that Rabbi Meir concedes to Rabbi Gamliel that the Shliach Tzibur would be Motzi others in their chiyuv? Ilema, if we're going to say Mishum Denefishi Kroy, that there's a lot of psukim, and we're afraid that the average person is going to get confused, so therefore have him hear the brachos from the Shliach Tzibur. If that's so, Va'amar of Chanan al Marav, there isn't a chiyuv to say all those psukim. A fascinating sheet of Rav Chanan. We're going to see the discussion of Rishonim, how to understand Rav Chanan. Kivan Sha'amar uvesayrescha kosav leimar. Since it says, since an individual would say in the carbon in the fila of Musaf, he would just say uvesayrescha kosav leimar. Shuv ein etzarech. In your Torah, there's a reference to Zichronos Malchus and Shofros. Then that's all you need to say. This is the explanation of the Rabbos of Shalrashi, that Rav Chananel is of the opinion that you don't need to say all of these psukim. Rashi finds that very difficult when quoting his Rabosa, because Rashi asks, at the end of the day, we learned earlier in Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, that you need to say, Ein pochsin me'asar malchiyos zichronos v'shofros, you need to say 10 psukim. This leads Rashi and Dibur HaMaskil Ein Sarich to learn that it doesn't mean all the psukim malchiyos zichronos v'shofros, but rather the psukim of the musafim, specifically the carbon musaf. And if we're talking specifically about the carbon musaf, it's not required to say all those psukim according to this opinion. So why can't you have the individual say just uvesaris chakosuv lemar? There is quite a tosus on this discussion, what we're referring to. The Ramban is ma'arich on this, but this is the basic issue, and there are questions that go back and forth of how you read the Gemara. So one possibility is to say that even the psukim of Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros are not necessary, and therefore there's no need for a chazan particularly, or just the psukim of the Musaf are not necessary, and therefore there would also not be a need for a chazan. Either way, it's a kasha in the Gemara. Ella answers the Gemara, the reason why you need a chazan mishum de avshi brachos, because there are longer brachos, and people don't know the way in which one makes the brachos of Shmona Esrei. Normally, on a Shabbos, for example, there's only 7 brachos, there's not 9. So here, since there's extra brachos, we're afraid people are going to be confused. Period. Guf amar v'chanan al marav kivin sh'amar v'salos chalchas al leimar sh'lein etzaruch savar mina hani mili biyachid. We learn the Shita Rabbeinu Chananel is that you don't need to say the psukim, whatever the means. We thought that's in regards to a yachid, aval b'tzibur lo. But in a case of a tzibur, so then in such a case, then the psukim need to be said. Then the shliach tzibur needs to say it. Itmar Rabbi Yishua ben Levi, echad yachad echad tzibur, kimun sh'amar v'sar eschad kasalemar sh'lein netzarach. Rabbi Yishua ben Levi disagrees, and he says that once you say v'sar eschad kasalemar, even the case of a shliach tzibur, then no more needs to be said. Rabbi Lazar, Amar Rabbi Lazar, la'oylam yaster adam tfilas av achad kach yispal. Based on the above difficulties that one has in terms of getting the tefillos right, particularly Rosh Hashanah is complicated, but it might apply to all tefillos, you need to set up your tefillah, be mesader what you're going to daven, and then daven. Mark continues 2 lines into the wide Amar Rabbi Abba, mesader milsad Rabbi Lazar, bracha shel Rosh Hashanah, shel kivum, shel prakim. This only applies, argues Rabbi Abba, in regards to Yom Noraim, where there the tefillos are complicated. Aval dekol hashana lo, but the rest of the year not that way. In halacha, it's brought down that specifically by Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim, one should have a machzor, a siddur, for this particular reason, because the tefillos are more complicated. Ask the Gemara, Einivar Yehuda misader tzlusu matzli. Rav Yehuda used to stop and be misader his tefillos, in other words, prepare exactly what he's going to daven even during the year. Answers the Gemara, Shani Rav Yehuda kivim klasin yom and havi matzli kiprakim dani. Since Rav Yehuda would daven once every 30 days, isn't this fascinating? Rav Yehuda, Rashi explains, davened only once in 30 days because the rest of the time he was learning.
Everybody talks about Rishim Bar Yochai, but we don't talk about the Amora Rav Yehuda, who learned straight for 30 days, and he stopped only once in 30 days to daven. So in his case, he needed, because 30 days is considered a separate period of time, so he needed to remind himself what is a Seder HaTefillah. Fascinating phenomenon. Amar Avacha Bar Avira, Amar Rav Shim Chasida, Poitor Yerim Gamliel, Afilu Amshe Besados. Rabbi Gamliel used to exempt even the people who are far out in the field. The Shliach Tzibur, Rabbi Gamliel claimed, could be motzi them. V'lomi boy, certainly, and there's no question to discuss, Hani Dekaimi Hacha, those who are here. The Rabbi Gamliel holds that the Chazak could be motzi even people who are far away. Asks the Gemara, Adarabba, maybe he could only be motzi people who are far away, not here. Why? Hani Anisi, Hani Lo Anisi, people who are in the fields that have to work. Everybody prefer to be in the Beis Medrash, right? Than being in work. One would think. So the Gemara argues like this. The people who are stuck at work, so then in such a case, then Rebbe Gamliel would say, Shliach Tzibur could be motzi. But those people who are here, they should daven on their own. Ditani Abba Brei de Rabbi Yom Barchia, Am Shachorei Kohanim Einem Bechlal Bracha. Those people who are standing in the Beis HaKnesses behind the Kohanim, they are not included in Berachas Kohanim, even though the Gemara says in another place that Am Shebesados, they are Bechlal Bracha. This is all spelled out in Sota on Lamed Ches Amud Beis. So we see that despite the fact, this Rashi adds, the no one tells us where that Gemara is, and our Gemara doesn't quote it, but I believe it's in Sota Lamed Ches Amud Beis, that the Gemara over here tells us that the Amshe Besados could be Yotze Berchas Kohanim. But at the same time, this also appears in Sota, the people who are behind the Kohanim will not be Bechlal Bracha. So we see that those who are in Ones are included. Those who are there but didn't go in front of the Kohanim, they're not included. Question mark. Elok Yasa Ravan Amar Yaakov Bar Idi Amar Shimon Chasida Lo Pater Rabbi Gamliel El Amshe Besados. The Shliach Tzibur could be Motzi those who are in the field, Mishum Da'anisim B'malacha, because they're in Ones. I will be here, lo. But if you're in the city, so then in such a case, you could come to be able to daven. This Rabosai is a very, very, very powerful chizuk for us. Those of us who, at times, are not able to perform the ruchnius that we have a she'ifa to. I know, Be'ezer Hashem, we're now finishing. We just read the last few words in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. And every once in a while, I know I missed a couple of dapim. I hope to make up over Shabbos. But every once in a while, a person misses. And sometimes we are the Am Shebesados. Sometimes we're not able to be there. But if our she'ifa is to be there, our desire is to be there, our desire is to continue to be connected to the Amelus of Torah of Klal Yisrael, as long as when we're betochayir, when we're not on a business trip, when we have the time to learn, when we have time on Sundays, when we have time at night after we've tucked the children in and spent the appropriate time with our wife and family and so on, when we turn on our phones, instead of wasting our time, but using today's technology to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be Mar Bechachma Ba'olam, then Be'ezer Hashem will be Zocha to be included even in the Amelus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah when we are the Am Shebesados. Hadron Alach Yom Tov Hasik Likolo Maseches Rosh Hashanah. Be'ezer Hashem, we should continue to go on and on, Michael El Chayil. Speaking about being connected when we're far away, I figured to share with you something special, a nigin, something that's special that many of you might have been far away from. You might have recalled a couple days ago, I learned with you by the kever of Rashbi for a few minutes. I figured I would end our Siyum HaMeseches with some songs of Chizuk in Miron, standing around the great kever of Bishimim Bar Yochai, which has drawn Klal Yisrael, we spoke about this on Lag BaOmer, which has drawn Klal Yisrael in some mysterious way, but nevertheless there is a Kedusha, and Rav Shimon Bar Yochai's life struggle and his Gilui Ha'or is something that has always served as an inspiration for many, and Be'ezer Hashem, this will serve as an inspiration for us as we go from the beginning of the year, the Rosh Hashanah, to another Bechina of Avodas Hashem, to Maseches Tainis. These are Talmidim asking Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Tarasai Magen Lanu Vihime Yiras Einenu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah should protect us and should light up
our eyes, who yamutz ba'adeinu, and he should be an advocate for us. The holy words of the Ben Ishchai, who wrote this nigun, who wrote these words. Legend even has it that he wrote the nigun as well. May he be a melech yosher for all of us as the light of Torah continues to shine.